Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're flipping old school D&B swing into something with Choptinal character inside Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple: make it feel human, urgent, a little unstable, but still strong enough to hit in a modern club system. We are not just adding lo-fi for flavor, we're shaping phrasing. That's the difference. Old school swing is not only about loose timing, it's about where the groove leans, where it pauses, and where it answers itself. In drum and bass, that matters a lot, because the drums are not just keeping time, they are driving attitude. Start with a break that already has movement. Don't reach for the cleanest loop in your folder. Pick one with ghost notes, hat bleed, a bit of uneven spacing, maybe a snare that lives slightly behind the grid. That personality is the raw material. If it sounds like a metronome, choose something else. Load that break into an audio track in Ableton, loop it for 2 or 4 bars, and keep the warping conservative. You do not want to sterilize it, you want it to breathe. What to listen for here is that shoulder roll feeling, that slightly human push and pull. If the loop feels stiff in solo, it's probably not the right source for this style. Now turn the break into a performance surface. Right-click it and slice it to a new MIDI track by Transient. This is the key move. Suddenly the break is no longer just a loop, it's playable. You can trigger the individual hits, move them around, and build the groove like a sampler performance instead of a pasted audio file. Keep the main kick and snare backbone stable. That anchor matters. Then start placing little ghost slices around it. A tiny hat before beat 2. A short tail after the snare on beat 4. Maybe a small pickup that nudges into the backbeat. Those tiny fragments are often where the swing lives. What to listen for is this. The snare should still feel like the commander, while the little chops around it create the movement. If the whole thing starts sounding drunk instead of swinging, you've gone too far. Keep the snare authoritative. Let the ghosts do the dancing. A really useful approach is to build the swing around the snare, not against it. In old school D&B, the pocket often lives in the gaps around 2 and 4. You can nudge ghost notes a little late, usually only a few milliseconds. That's enough. You do not need to drag the whole groove back into a swamp. The main snare should stay close to the grid unless you are intentionally going for a very loose jungle feel. A good rule of thumb is ghost slices slightly late, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds. Main snare close to grid. Small pickups can be nudged a touch early if needed, but keep those moves subtle. Why this works in D&B is because the snare stays readable while the micro timing around it creates tension. That tension is what makes the rhythm feel alive under a bass line. At this point you've got a rhythmic idea. Now decide what flavor you want. Do you want dusty vinyl movement, or a sharper chopped club edge? If you want dusty, let more grime stay in the break. Soften the transients a bit. Keep some low mid weight, and roll the top end slightly. That works beautifully for jungle, rollers, and deeper atmospheric tunes. If you want chopped club edge, lean into the transient attack. Trim unnecessary low rumble, keep the slices crisp, and let the edits feel a bit more mechanical. That suits darker dancefloor stuff, especially if the bass is already heavy and aggressive. Inside Ableton, a clean stock device chain can do a lot of the work. EQ8 first to remove useless sub-rumble, usually somewhere under 25 to 48Z. If the break feels boxy, carve a little around 250 to 500HZ. If the snare needs more presence, try a very small lift around 2 to 4KHZ. Keep it subtle, then saturator. Use it gently. A little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB to start, is often enough. Soft sine or a clipped analog style character can add density and attitude without destroying the transient. Match the output so you're judging tone, not just loudness. After that, drum bus can add a little more weight and glue. Use drive carefully. Use transients if the saturation softened the snare too much. Keep boom restrained unless you want a special effect. In this kind of groove, the transient shape matters. If you flatten the break too much, the swing loses articulation and the bass starts masking the drums. Now comes the really fun part. Print it. Resample the loop to audio once it feels good. Commit. This is where the character starts to lock in. Once it's auto, you can make tiny cuts and edits that feel like chopped vinyl instead of endlessly tweaking MIDI. Shorten a few hats. Leave a tail hanging. Duplicate a tiny fragment before a snare for a stuttered pickup. Reverse a very short slice into the snare if you need tension into a transition. Keep it musical. You only need a couple of intentional chop moments every 4 bars. Too many edits and the ear stops hearing phrasing and starts hearing noise. A really smart workflow trick is to keep versions. Save a clean break, a lightly chopped version and a more aggressive one. That way you can compare function, not just sound. Often the best version is the one that survives the densest part of the tune without fighting the bass. Now bring in the bass, and pay close attention here, because this is where a live chopped break grooves fall apart. The bass line should answer the break, not step on it. If the break has a late ghost note before the snare, try placing the bass slightly after that so the two don't collide. If you're using a Reese or a moving mid bass, keep the sub on a separate mono path or a very controlled chain. The sub needs to be disciplined. The mid bass can move around, but the low end should stay focused. What to listen for is whether kick and sub feel like one event or two arguments. If the chopped break disappears the moment the bass comes in, the bass is probably filling too many of the same rhythmic spaces or occupying too much low mid area. Leave at least one or two meaningful rests per bar. That space is what lets the chop pattern speak. The low end needs hierarchy. Keep the sub mono. Avoid widening the low frequencies on the break. If the break has too much kick weight, carve a small pocket so the sub can own it. A sensible starting point is sub energy somewhere around 45 to 60 Hz if that suits the tune, while reducing mud around 180 to 350 Hz on either the break or the bass, but not aggressively on both at once. And check mono. Seriously, a chopped break can sound huge in headphones and fall apart in mono if the character depends too much on stereo wash or facey widening. If the groove survives mono, it will usually hit harder in the club. That's a great habit to build. A very effective move is to think about arrangement as movement, not just density. Don't leave the chop treatment static all the way through. Let the intro be dustier and more filtered. Let the drop open up. Then in a second drop, change the chop logic slightly. Not more clutter. Smarter placement. Maybe one ghost slice moves from before beat 2 to before beat 4. Maybe one pickup gets reversed. Maybe the turnaround changes every 4 bars. That small rewrite feels much more intelligent than just stacking more fills. In DNB, that kind of phrasing keeps DJs happy too, because the structure stays readable while the groove evolves. If you want a strong mindset for this style, treat the break like a performer, not a loop file. Decide what job it has. Is it the main swing engine? Then keep the edits readable and repeatable. Is it atmosphere? Then you can degrade it more. Is it fighting a heavy bass line? Then preserve transient edge and clean up the low mids. One of the best checks is the 2-bar truth loop. Before you build 8 or 16 bars, get 2 bars feeling undeniable. Drum only first, then drums plus bass. If that 2-bar loop doesn't feel convincing, scaling it up won't fix it. Keep it tight, then expand. Another good test is the low volume head nod check. Turn the monitoring down. If the swing only exists when the top end texture is loud, the groove is too dependent on sheen and not enough on timing and snare shape. You want the pocket to survive at low volume. And one more. Mute everything except the kick and snare spine. If the track still feels like drum and bass, your chopped layer is supporting the groove properly. If it collapses, the edits are doing too much structural work. Back off and simplify. For heavier or darker DNB, a few extra moves can help a lot. A lightly saturated break chopped after resampling often cuts through distorted bass better than a pristine one. A clean kick and snare layer can sit quietly underneath the dirty chopped break to reinforce impact. And a very quiet vinyl noise or room tone layer, high passed hard, can add motion without stealing space. You can also use a parallel damage layer if you want more menace. Duplicate the break, filter it, distort it more aggressively, and tuck it under the main groove. That gives you dirt without sacrificing clarity. The damage layer should be felt more than heard, and do not forget to keep the main snare dry enough to read like a command signal. You can dirty the edges, you can rough up the slices, but the central backbeat should stay clear. That is what lets the whole groove lock in fast. So here's the core idea to remember. Old school DNB swing is phrasing, not just loose timing. Slice the break into playable pieces. Keep one dominant snare. Use a few ghost notes to create that slightly late human drift. Shape tone with stock Ableton tools instead of smashing the life out of it. And keep the sub disciplined so the groove stays club ready. If the result feels like a worn record with real pressure behind it, you've got it. Gritty, swinging, a bit unpredictable, but still punchy. That's the sweet spot. Now take the 15-minute practice and build one 8-bar loop with a chopped vinyl swing feel. Use one break source, stock devices only, keep the main snare stable, and make no more than 3 intentional chop edits per 4 bars. Then commit it to audio, sketch a basic bass line underneath it, and make one alternate version with either a dustier or sharper flavor. Do that, and you'll learn the real lesson here. The groove is not made by chaos, it's made by controlled personality. Go build it.